Does theistic evolution reconcile faith and science? Kirby Anderson examines this view and finds it lacking. Now on Probe.
This week we're using the research done by Probe staff member Steve Cable on the writings of Dr. Francis Collins. Is Francis Collins' view of theistic evolution the way to reconcile theology and science? Collins argues that the Big Bang and the fine-tuning of this universe are clearly the work of God. After that, no intelligent intervention occurred, even though scientists have no idea how life began. At this point, God intervened, first by giving humans moral and abstract thinking, and second by bringing Jesus Christ to perform miracles, to be crucified and resurrected and bring us eternal life. In the view by Collins, God is allowed to perform miracles to redeem mankind, but not in creating physical humans. The alternative theories make the scientific process messy and unpredictable. This position allows him to side with naturalist scientists who hold sway today. However, it does not prevent naturalists from laughing at your silly faith. He also appears to believe that we are looking forward to new glorified bodies living in a new earth with Jesus. Apparently, at that time, God will disavow his penchant for not making changes in nature. Collins wrote that our DNA leads him to believe in common ancestry with chimpanzees and ultimately with all of life. His conclusion is partially based upon the large amount of junk DNA similar across humans and other animals. If similar sequences of DNA have no function, these must be elements indicating a common ancestry. Now, subsequent research undermines this belief. DNA previously dismissed as junk are crucial to the way our genome works. For years, more than 98% of the genetic sequence was written off as junk DNA. But based upon current research, almost every nucleotide is associated with a function. Over 80% of the genome has been shown to have a biochemical function, and the rest of the genome is likely to have a function as well. Collins agrees that his earlier position was incorrect. On theistic evolution, Collins could be right, and it would not diminish or tarnish the absolute truth of the Bible. However, in all likelihood, Collins is wrong. From both scripture and current observations, it appears much more likely that God actively intervened in creation. In the remaining days, we'll examine Collins' argument that other positions are foolish and clearly inconsistent with science.
You've been listening to Probe with your host, Kirby Anderson. To get your free copy of Steve Cable's transcript, Theistic Evolution, go to probe.org. Then join us next time as we help you discover the truth that will set you free here on Probe.